needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
844-96-PARTY. What is it?
ABC News. I'm Tom Rivers. An employee of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, Carlos de Oliveira, is expected to make his first court appearance today. He's facing charges of working with the former president to hide security footage from investigators looking into boxes of classified documents. Idaho mother Lori Vallaudebelle facing up to life in prison without parole as she's sentenced in the murder of her two youngest children. Vallaudebelle, claiming that her son and daughter were zombies, is also accused of plotting to kill her fifth husband's previous wife. Trucking company Yellow filing for bankruptcy. 30,000 workers will be affected.
Yellow had accumulated more than $1 billion in debt and got a $700 million COVID rescue loan from the government in 2020 when its role in the supply chain was deemed essential to national security. Its financial woes compounded by tensions with the Teamsters Union.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. This is ABC News. Showing up across the country, an uptick in COVID cases in the last couple of weeks. There's been a 10% jump in hospitalizations. The death toll from a weekend suicide bombing in Pakistan at an election rally for a pro-Taliban cleric rising to at least 54. Investigators say the initial investigation points to a local group affiliated with ISIS. And goats being put to work in Southern California to try and prevent wildfires.
As California heads into its peak wildfire season, one city in Los Angeles County is taking a natural approach to fire prevention. The city of Glendale is placing 300 goats around the city to graze on dried up vegetation. Leslie Charles and her toddler came out to meet the goats over the weekend.
Wildfires are such an issue in California, and so any way to naturally help that and just help the cause is a great thing.
Experts say goats have a big appetite and can easily access terrain that machines can't. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The verdict is in phase two of the Taylor Shabusiness trial. Yesterday, the jury decided she was sane and aware of her actions during the February 2022 killing, mutilation, and sexual assault of Shad Therian. The defense tried to argue multiple times over the last few months that she was not fit to stand trial, but the court disagreed. This means Shabusiness will be sent to prison as opposed to a secured mental health facility. She'll be back in court September 26th for sentencing. A motorcyclist has died after a head-on crash with a car on Highway 41. The incident took place in Okano County near the town of Gillett at around 9:15 Wednesday night. The motorcycle collided with a car that was trying to pass a semi-truck on a two-lane highway. The victim is a 40-year-old man from Bondual. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the other vehicle was treated for injuries, and officials are still investigating the crash. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 82 today under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 58 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, highs level off around 83. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
this summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. An employee of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, Carlos de Oliveira, is expected to make his first court appearance today. He's facing charges of working with the former president to hide security footage from investigators looking into boxes of classified documents. Idaho mother Lori Vallaudebelle facing up to life in prison without parole as she is sentenced in the murder of her two youngest children. Vallaudebelle, claiming that her son and daughter were zombies, is also accused of plotting to kill her fifth husband's previous wife. Trucking company Yellow filing for bankruptcy. 30,000 workers will be affected.
Yellow had accumulated more than $1 billion in debt and got a $700 million
Living
COVID
happily
rescue
ever
loan
after
from the
isn't
government
always
in 2020,
a reality. If you're
but
over 50
role in the
and
supply
are considering
chain
divorce,
was deemed essential
Attorney
to
Andrea
national
Gage
security.
With the Everson Law
its
firm
financial
can provide
woes
the guidance
compounded
you need.
By tensions
Andrea
with the
focuses
teamsters
on
union.
Silver divorce.
ABC's Andrew Dim.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The attendance at this year's EAA Air Venture is off the charts. But just how much has the event grown over the years? A recent study shows the Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture fly-in brings a big boost to the economy. Dick Nepinski has worked with EAA for more than 30 years.
Every year in the five-county Fox Valley area, it's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending. Of course, it gives you a level of publicity that's a door opener wherever you go.
Nepinski says the continuing economic growth, along with its 70 years of success, is worth celebrating. The first fly-in happened in 1953 with a little more than 100 people in attendance. This year, the number of visitors will hit 650,000. EAA ends on Sunday. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert
no,
says
we're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 82. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 58. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 83. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. Once again, we should top out at 82 today, low of 58 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Emma.